D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island. This is episode 153 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. I'm Mike down in southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Klinsman up in westerly. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon. This might be our first afternoon recording session that we've had in almost 3 years.
Actually, we did one on New Year's when we brought your bride and newborn on. It was New Year's Day, remember? It was like in the afternoon because we had the bowl games on.
Yes, that's right. Well, here's another reason we're doing it during the day. We have another member of the Por Favor family joining us today.
And who do we have joining us right now, Mr. Klinsman?
We have Por Favor Yergina Jr.
Yergina Jr. Just that name sticks, doesn't it?
It's a good name, yes.
That's
born
a good name.
On January 27th. So she's a week old now as we record.
A week old.
She's making her studio debut, so if you hear some noises in the background, it's either my 2-year-old running around upstairs, or it's Yergina Jr. here in the studio making a little noise.
Yergina Jr. And you're back at it. I give you credit, Bill. I said, why don't you take your family medical leave absence, but you said, nope, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. And actually, we were planning on recording last night, but Yergina, the original Yergina...
The original Yergina.
She decided to finally climb out of her crib for the first time.
Now, did you hear a thud?
Well, so it was during the day, and she was giving me a little bit of trouble, so I just plopped her down in her crib because I had to use the lavatory. What do you say, the bathroom? Is that what you say?
Yeah, that's what
the
Frank
bathroom.
Sr. would say. He has to go to the bathroom.
So I had to go to the bathroom. So I'm in there handling my business. It wasn't a business meeting, just a regular
in
and out. And by the time I get out, she's standing out in the hallway at the top of the stairs, and I'm scratching my head. So I asked her if she climbed out. She said yes. So then I put her back in, and I said, "Show me how you climbed out." So she put her foot up over the edge of the crib and like pulled herself up and did a little Mission Impossible shimmy shake and fell on her bottom. Luckily, we had some pillows outside the crib because we knew this day was coming soon.
You knew it was coming.
So she just kind of landed on the pillows and laughed. She did it about 10 times. She thought it was the funniest thing.
Now, if that was us, we would have had a broken tailbone.
Oh,
we'd
yeah.
be sidelined for months. Kids
oh,
are
exactly.
so resilient, aren't they?
Yeah, their bones are made of rubber. And luckily, so we had to put the toddler rail on the bed. So last night was her first night in her big girl bed, and I was tasked with the duty of sleeping on the ground next to her to make sure she didn't run around all night in her room, which she did till about 9 o'clock. Usually she goes to bed around 7:30, but she ran around singing and throwing things at me until about 9, when she finally crashed and she slept in her bed the whole night from there. So it went pretty well, but that prevented us from recording last night. So now we're doing the daytime duty today.
Which I'm all messed up because it's light out, first of all.
Right.
And I have, I'm drinking a Smart Water.
A Smart Water, the unofficial beer sponsor of the
week? That's the unofficial beer sponsor, is Smart Water.
Okay.
Have you ever had it?
I've had Smart Water before.
It's good stuff.
It's okay. I don't know. I mean, I get kind of a kick out of the companies like Smart Water and Vitamin Water, where they put water in the name of it, but it's like 99% juice and sugar.
No, this isn't. This is... Smart Water isn't juice.
No, maybe I'm thinking of the Vitamin Water then.
Yeah, the Vitamin Water is. This is just water that has electrolytes.
Oh, all right. I'm thinking of the wrong thing. My apologies to Smart Water.
Oh, that's okay. This is go up on our social media too, sir. Get
that. So, that's good. I'm glad you have something, because I don't have a beverage with me today, although I might need one in short order.
Maybe later tonight.
Maybe later tonight. That's true. So, yeah, so this is different circumstance to be recording, but it's funny that you mentioned recording during the day last time when Yergina was born, and now we're doing it again with Yergina Jr., just a week old. So it's very nice. It's nice to have her in the studio.
We still haven't worked out our contract situation yet.
No, she's assuming this is going to be a big portion of her college fund, the funds she receives from this appearance. Because you think about it, the big down payment that she'll get for first-time appearance, she gets all her union dues out of the way. It's a big chunk of money. She lets it sit in a fund for 18 years. I mean,
yeah.
She could pay for a couple semesters easily.
Absolutely.
So good for her for holding out for the bigger bucks. I respect that. What's new with you down in sunny southwest Florida?
Bill, it is so heavenly right now.
Is it? It's February now. This is like the bad time in Minnesota. 2 years ago at this time, you were miserable, weren't you?
Well, yeah. You know, 3 years. I've been here 2 years now. 3 years ago was when we were just prepping for our family vacation. 2014.
That's right, yeah. So that would have been 3 years ago. That was the real bad one.
That was awful, yep.
So this is your third winter that you're heading into down there?
Yeah, no, this is my second one, because I moved December 2014.
Okay. Yeah, so you had all of 2015, all of 2016, now you're going into 2017.
Yes. Okay. But it's like 74 degrees. I have every single window open.
That's nice.
I have the patio door open leading out to the lanai, so every once in a while I'll see Fenway out there chilling out. Nice little cross breeze, but it's not windy. Walk the dog in sandals, t-shirt, shorts, just beautiful.
It's cold today.
Is it? What's the temperature up there?
I think it was a high of like 33 today.
But is it that raw 33?
It's a little overcast. We went outside for a little while because por favor, wife wanted to walk the baby, and Jorgina likes going outside no matter how cold it is. So we were outside for about 45 minutes, and I was feeling it. It was cold. Still a little snow on the ground from a storm we got Tuesday. Just a little storm.
Yeah.
However, we were driving in the middle of it. We had to take the Jorgina Jr. to the doctor for her first checkup on Tuesday. And they were calling for snow starting around 1 o'clock. Our appointment was at 11:30. We figured, beautiful, it's going to be perfect. So we get out of the appointment at like 12:30. There's already like a good half an inch on the ground. It's just slick.
Is it? So it must have been cold. So it wasn't mushy slush.
No, it was slick, slick, slick. We were on the highway on 95 in Connecticut, and we got stuck in traffic. There was like four accidents within a quarter mile. One of them was like a six-car pileup.
Oh, boy.
It was one of those you just barely tap the brakes and your car just spins around.
Oh yeah, I loved that. That was fun, that stuff.
I was so stressed out. I told my wife, I said, we're moving to Florida. And she said, you can move, but I'm not going.
Did you throw your temper tantrum?
I did in the car.
See, you still haven't bottomed out. The day that the shovel went into my neighbor's yard and Kristen said, what the hell is wrong with you? That was when I bottomed out.
Well, I had the two girls in the car, so I couldn't, like, just go off on a tirade of four-letter words, you know, which could have been very close to happening, but I held it back. I bit my tongue.
You haven't thrown a shovel into a neighbor's yard, have you?
No, I haven't had to do that. And I barely had to shovel. The next day, it got up to, like, 45, 50, and it all melted away, so it was pretty good. That's the one nice thing with Westerly. We get some of the snow, a good amount, but usually it pops back up into the 40s pretty quickly. And it melts away.
Well, that was one of the things that I actually missed about Rhode Island was you would get the snow and then it would go away. Where in Minnesota, it's there until April.
November till April, you have snow.
That's it. That's
pretty much, yeah. That's the thing that really, and a couple years ago, 3 years ago now, when that we had that really bad winter, the one when we went on the trip, it was the opposite. It never went away. It just kept piling on top of itself. That was the year that Boston got like 100 inches of snow in February.
You guys got hammered. You guys got hammered with snow.
Yeah, we got it pretty bad too, and it just never melted, never went away until the end of March. It was miserable.
Well, do you remember Kristen would give me crap because I would look at the weather app on my smartphone and start getting angry? And right. She's like, we still have 2 days left, but like I'm looking for like that day that we fly up there and the following day and the following week.
Right, exactly.
It's like, just stop looking at that. She's like, there's nothing you can do. Oh, I was so angry.
And here I am talking about, it should be no problems. We get a storm and we have to drive down there.
That's still one of my favorites. Episode zero.
Yeah. All right, so I think we mentioned no unofficial beer sponsor of the week. I was going to be like a little smart aleck and be cute and say I had a breast milk stout this week.
Oh, that would have been very cool, Jürgen.
But they don't make those yet. Some weird brewery you'll probably get on that at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
A breast milk stout. Could call it 32C Brewery out of Westerly, Rhode Island.
They could open up right next to the Westerly Meatpacking.
Oh, that place is gorgeous now. They did that expansion.
I saw it because I follow them on Facebook and they posted something the other day.
Oh, they have all these prepared foods now? Yeah.
They have prepared what?
They make all these prepared foods in-house now. It used to be basically just a butcher shop, but they're expanding it to, like, prepared food. So they make their own marinara sauce. They have wings and deli platters you can order.
See, now only in Rhode Island can you go into a butcher shop and walk out with marinara sauce. That doesn't happen anywhere else.
No, it's like they're turning into their own, like, Venda ravioli, I think. Oh,
Venda's a great place.
So, you know, Venda is like a deli pasta place. This is a butcher deli, mm-hmm. kind of, so it's a little different, but it's kind of have that niche pretty soon, I think.
So do they have, like, chicken wings? Do they have, like, whole rotisserie chickens as well?
Not yet, but they're still working on the addition. They're going to get seafood in there soon, like fresh seafood counter, mm-hmm. all different stuff. It's looking nice. Maybe next time I go, I'll do like a video, walk around.
Yes, and post I'd it. Like to see what their prices are.
They're not bad. That's the one thing I really like about
now,
them.
What do you, what,
they're not
now,
gouging you.
What are you looking at for, like, say, a top sirloin?
I got to remember. I think $11.99 a pound, maybe.
I mean, it's good stuff?
Oh, yeah. I know the New York strip is $9.99 a pound.
Yeah, that's not bad, because we actually got New York strips from Publix the other day, because they were on sale for $7.99, regular $12.99. So whenever we see, like, if they have, like, a really good cut that's $5 off a pound, we'll try to snag it.
Stock
but the New York strips are so good.
I love that. That's my favorite cut, I think.
Did you see that picture I posted when I was at that... we go to this place called Detweiler's. It's a... it's an Amish market, and there's about four of them here in Sarasota. And they just, it's almost like a farmer's market. They just have tons of produce, like fresh produce that's really, really cheap. But the one that's nearest me is, they have really nice deli and meat counter, and they were sampling new bone-in Kansas City strips.
Which we learned on this very podcast that that's the same exact thing as New York strip.
Correct.
Kansas City and New York are the same cut.
They just changed. They just changed the name.
So they could charge more at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But so it was good.
Oh, it was so good. I went up and got three. And then Kristen's... So I bring the sample back.
Did you, like,
right?
Put a fake mustache on after each
trip? No, the guy was all right. I was starting to wear out my welcome. But Susie's in line getting, like, our deli meats and stuff. And I walk by, and I'm like, oh, my God, this Kansas City strip's so good. I'm like, you're going to have to try it, right? So she's looking at me thinking I'm going to split the part that's on the toothpick, and I ate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I thought you said I have to try it. I'm like, yeah, go over there. I said,
yeah,
I'll
get
wait
in line.
Yeah, get in line. Go get one. So I went over there and asked for two more, so I got two more. And then we're done at the deli. We're just about done. We got one more thing. And it was like Christmas. I looked over and there was a shift change.
Oh, see, there's
so
a new
the new girl came and I did the old, so what are we sampling over here type of deal, you know?
They have your picture behind the camera.
I think I had six pieces. It was so good. Just juicy. Mm.
Beautiful. I like that. Yeah, I might have to do a little live video next time I go into the meat packing.
Yeah, do you have good relationships with the butchers?
Nah, some of them. I used to go in with Yergina a lot, and they liked her, so that's
they liked
good.
Her, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. Bring a cute little 2-year-old with you. You get
bring the 2-year-old, and then, like, maybe see if you can get behind the counter.
I bet if I asked for, like, a tour,
They would do it, yes.
Like, I could be like, oh, I'm doing this project. I'm in community college. I have this project I have to do. Do you mind if I do some filming?
Yeah, say we'll put it up on the Por Favor channel.
On YouTube, we got
like
literally
13 million
of
subscribers.
Views.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, you want to take a break here, Bill?
Man, I am starving right now. I don't know. Oh. Why did we talk about that?
I don't know. That was a bad topic of conversation.
Oh, my God. And now I'm going to end up spending money because they have a Kansas City strip at Yachtsman. And that's definitely the number one thing that I'm going to get when I go there. So I almost want to go tomorrow. But
yeah, why not? We'll talk about that.
All right, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm John Forsythe from Magic 107.7 Radio. My wife Faith and I are back for another year of fun and adventure here at Walt Disney World Resort with our Florida resident annual passes. Wrist bump. My friends at Walt Disney World made it easy for Faith and me to enjoy the parks using our Florida resident annual passes, and we love them. The passes get you into all four theme parks, and you can visit as many Disney theme parks as you want on the same day. The best part about the Florida Resident Annual Pass is that you can spread your payments out over the whole year with a monthly payment plan and start having fun right away.
All right, we're back
I know
for break.
That with
this
the Florida Resident Annual Pass, we have many new adventures ahead of us.
You know, last week we talked about different options for APs, right, Mr. Clemson?
Mr. Clemson?
I'm not even drinking. Jeez.
That's why the drinking keeps you on edge.
It does. Yeah, the smart water. I got to ditch the smart water and start hitting the sauce. Good
Lord.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, you know, I was thinking after the show, we just kind of did the differences between all the AP options. But we never really discussed what you get with the AP. So I told you the other day that we should probably do another show discussing, especially for their 45th anniversary. They have some really good dining discounts that I don't think a lot of people know about.
That's true. So it's 20% off, which is different. It's usually, they usually had some 10% off discounts, and now they've expanded that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of places with 20% off at table service and quick service, which is really nice to get the quick service 20% off.
Which is really nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Because I was unaware. I was listening to a dining review at Contempo Cafe, which, as you know, is one of my favorite quick service. And I heard the person doing the podcast say, is there an AP discount? And girl said, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times you don't think about getting that discount, whether it be 10% or 20%.
And you know what? That's a big piece of advice is just ask everywhere.
Just ask.
The worst they could say is no. Mm-hmm. No, we don't do that. They don't get mad. They don't go, oh, I wish you had told me before. All they have to do is enter in a couple things if they do take it. So it's always worth asking. And I know you're guilty of it. I feel like when I had it, I was guilty of it. I didn't ask as much. You just like kind of get in the routine of just handing over the money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about it. I know you have tables, or you did. That might be a topic that's going to come up. And you would get in the habit of asking about it.
Yes.
You kind of knew, but you would ask anyway, because occasionally there's something that's not listed on the website that may accept it, or it's sometimes there's different times when they do it. So it's always, you know, one of those things that you ask about. But now with the AP, especially getting 20% off, you always should ask.
Absolutely.
So you want to start with that, run down some of these places that have the 20% discount?
Yeah, why don't we start, they start with the theme parks and then work their way down through Disney Springs and finish with the resorts. But the Magic Kingdom, they have Skipper Canteen and Pecos Bill. So I would never think of getting 20% off at Pecos Guillermo's.
No, I wouldn't either. Especially, the Skipper Canteen makes sense because it's not super popular yet. It's not very crowded, so it might draw some traffic in there. But Pecos Bill's is always pretty crowded.
Correct.
So I'm surprised that they offer it there. You'd think they'd offer it at one of the less popular ones, but that's what it is. So those are the places, and one's a sit-down and one's a quick service. So it's really perfect. I mean, you could kind of plan your day around that if you want to get those discounts if you're at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, you could do a little lunch at Pecos Bill and have some sit-down dinner at Skipper Canteen.
20% off across the board. No alcohol, though, with this, which is a difference between tables and the annual pass. But the tables in Wonderland, you would not get the 20% off at Pecos Bill's. So that does make a difference there as well. All right, moving right along to, do you have any thoughts? You want to mention anything else about that, or you want to just keep going?
No, we can keep going.
Animal Kingdom, it's Flame Tree Barbecue, which is a huge benefit. Although you did get that with the tables in Wonderland, correct?
Correct, yep.
And Tiffin's, which would also be there. And Tiffin's is the new signature there. And getting 20% off, it might entice some people to actually try it that may not have normally. And it's not super expensive. I know we've looked at the menu before, and it's kind of in the midpoint. It's a little more than a sit-down would be, but it's a lot less than some of the signatures.
No doubt, because when we were at Animal Kingdom a few weeks ago, we went over there, and I was looking at the menu, and you know, a lot of the entrees were in the mid-30s price range.
Right, which is about $10 to $15 less than most signatures would be.
Correct.
So it might not be the best bet if you're going to end up gobbling up two table service credits if you're on the dining
definitely
plan,
definitely save the two and pay out of pocket for that. Use it for Not Cruci's
at
California Grill.
Right, if you have an AP or tables in Wonderland, use that at Tiffin's. You're going to make out a lot better than using dining plan credits.
Exactly.
So Epcot has a good amount of places that get the 20% off. It's really nice. They have Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Electric Umbrella, which is quick service, Liberty Inn, again quick service, Rose and Crown, and the Garden Grill.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of those places you've eaten at.
Yes, and most of them are pretty popular.
Yeah, Rose Electric Crown, Umbrella is right at the front, and they just serve filters. Yeah,
I've never been there. I mean, I can't get myself to plop down and eat a hamburger at Epcot when there's so many other choices.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
But, you know, there's picky eaters, and some people, that's one of their favorite places to get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, it's not how I how I roll, but I can understand its appeal anyway. I mean, every park needs to have that place.
The chicken nuggets and the apples in the apple slices, of course.
Yeah. But even that being said, that's not the only quick service. The Liberty Inn is on there, which is the one in America, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the one that that's a safer bet than most of the others in World Showcase, but it's a little more adventurous than the Electric Umbrella. It has that strip steak that you like.
And that's a funny thing, because everybody rips that place. So a year and a half ago, your sister and I were hanging out at Epcot. I said, you want to go try this joint? I said, we can, because we're here all the time, and it's not like we're not going to come visit for another 5 years. So she's like, sure. So I think she got some type of salad, and she said it was really good. And I got that strip steak that came with broccoli and french fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like $11.99, but it wasn't, you know, a little piece of cardboard. It was pretty good, good flavor. So I think it's a pretty good option.
I'm looking at their current menu right now.
Yep.
And they have a regular burger. Okay, so that's pretty plain. A 7-ounce Angus burger on a brioche bun, sharp cheddar, bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickle.
Mm-hmm.
They have a grilled buffalo chicken sandwich with bacon. So that sounds pretty good.
Yep.
Grilled chicken breast with buffalo, blue cheese sauce, bacon, and a carrot apple coleslaw. Red, white, and blue salad with chicken. That might have been what Por Favor Mary got.
How good does that sound?
Field greens with grilled chicken, dried cranberries, pecans, apples, blue cheese, and a sherry vinaigrette. That sounds pretty good. $10.49. Regular cheeseburger. It's got the freshly grilled vegetarian chicken breast, so it's a fake chicken, like a tofu chicken with chipotle ranch sauce and guacamole, chipotle corn salsa, and tomato. $8.29.
Definitely not going to be on a plate in front of you and I anytime soon.
Jürgen? But they have to have that option. They do have the chicken nuggets, so that's a safe bet. Eight-piece chicken nugget with french fries or apple slices. Pulled pork sandwich, mm-hmm. topped with crispy onions, served on a Kaiser roll, served with french fries or apple slices. And then the piece de resistance. This is a little different, I believe, than what you
around.
Have. Grilled 6-ounce New York strip and fried shrimp, served with a demi-butter sauce, french fries, and broccoli. $14.99.
That's a good price point. That's the same price as the burger. Right there. Yeah.
And then you can also get a cup of clam chowder or baked beans as a side. They have sweet potato, tortilla chips, coleslaw, desserts, nothing really fancy, peach cobbler or a mousse brownie.
Now, is this something you would give a chance, or is it still, you're limited to how often you can go that you'd want to go?
It's a time thing.
Mexico
because,
or somewhere else.
Yeah, because I can get a pulled pork sandwich anywhere. I can get a buffalo chicken sandwich anywhere. That red, white, and blue salad sounds good, but I'm not going to waste a meal on a salad at Disney World. You know me. The surf and turf sounds good. I would like, if that was Magic Kingdom, that would be like top choice. But just Epcot has too many things to choose from. If I lived there and I could go, three times a month, yeah, I would definitely try it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have Rose and Crown, which we both know how much we love that place.
How often? How many times have you been there?
I ate once, and then I've been in the pub a couple times.
Okay.
I would go there. That's a place I could make an exception for. Instead of expanding my horizons, go there all the time when I went. Because I just love the ambiance, I love the food, and there's so many good options there.
It's fantastic, fantastic.
And the pub is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just such a fun spot with the piano player going, mm-hmm. and just the atmosphere in there, it's really cool. And then the Garden Grill, that's a place I really love. Mm-hmm. I mean, to get 20% off, basically a buffet, or all you care to enjoy, which is actually the same as Beer Garden as well, really a great deal on both of those. I'm surprised that Garden Grill's on there, because that's pretty popular. I figured they would use something else, but again, they gave some good choices.
Yep, absolutely.
Hollywood Studio, we have the ABC Commissary.
Which is one of your favorite quick serves.
You could give me 80% off and I wouldn't go. Just you could pay me. Well, if you paid me to eat there, I'd do it, but I wouldn't pay any money. If it was free or if they paid me, I would still go, but yeah, other than that, no way.
You just can't let that one go, can you?
No, it was awful. Backlot Express.
Isn't that big joint out past Indiana Jones?
Yes, it's near the Echo Lake part. It's kind of in the Star Wars area now. So they have Dark Side Chicken and Waffles. Darth Vader waffles topped with chicken breast nuggets and maple syrup. A Royal Guard burger. So it's basically a Star Wars themed restaurant now.
Fabulous.
It's a regular burger with beef brisket on it, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, and pickle. That sounds pretty good. A caprese sandwich, mozzarella, tomatoes, herb cheese pesto, and arugula on ciabatta.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
That does sound good. Chili cheese dog, bacon cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, and a chicken salad. So kind of normal stuff. Nothing too out of the ordinary, but a good option for a place that doesn't have a lot of good quick service at Hollywood Studios. Hollywood and Vine also on the list, which that's a buffet as well. So that's nice to get 20% off there. I haven't been. Did you go to that one?
No, I still haven't been to that one.
I think Por Favor Mary went. I know they did a thing last year. They're still doing it. Okay. Where they have a seasonal dining. So in from now until March, they're doing a silver screen kind of thing. So it's honoring the glitz and glamour of Tinseltown. Then in November and December, they did a holiday theme meet and greet with the characters.
Okay.
There. So they kind of, it's a character buffet. So you know what you're getting into with that. The food's going to be pretty safe. It's going to be okay. And there's going to be a lot of weasels.
Yes.
But still, 20% off, not bad.
No, good deal.
And then the Brown Derby. Again, another place that we both... Well, you haven't been in the Brown Derby proper.
Yeah, I've just been to the pub twice. I've been to the lounge twice, the Hollywood Brown.
Now, I wonder if you can use it there. I wonder if that's considered part of it.
I'm going to have to...
We might have to find out about that. We'll have to look into it.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the answer is no, and the reason being...
It's mostly alcohol.
Yeah, because none of the bars are included with this 20 or 10% discount. And
that makes sense.
Like how we're going to kind of transition into Tables in Wonderland a little bit. But
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that because that's the lounge...
It's not going to be in there.
It's not going to be in there.
Makes sense.
But I could be wrong, but that's just kind of what my feeling is.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for them to offer it because they want to get you in the restaurant. They don't want you to sit at the bar and eat a couple snacks and get 20% off.
Right.
All right, at Disney Springs, there's not a whole lot.
No, there's actually, it looks like they just have the food trucks.
Which, I went by those last time I was there and just checked them out, and they looked okay.
Oh, I think they look pretty cool.
And they look awesome, but the food, there's only like two choices in each truck, so there wasn't like a whole lot that you could get, do. I like the World Showcase one, so it's basically like trying to be a little bit like Epcot.
Yep.
And I think... What did they have when I went? They had just a couple things. So they change it every day, I guess, is the problem. So maybe it was just a bad day when I went, and it wasn't stuff that I was interested in. So all those food trucks are there, which is actually nice, because it can get you to try things out.
Mm-hmm.
Get 20% off at those. You can go to two or three of them and make a meal out of it. And then Deluxe Burger, which we heard about a couple weeks ago. Mike Schaefer said the best burger on property. And grabbing 20% off that, which is already a pretty good price if I remember correctly when I looked at it.
Yeah, they're in the $12.99 to $15.99 range. So
it's
in
the normal price.
You're
going
to get at Bumblebee's anyways.
It's in the normal price for Disney's burger, but they're definitely a higher quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the top one is a $12.99, the Southern Classic, and they start at $9.99, so it's actually a little less, but you don't get the fries with it, so you have to add the fries extra for $5. But still, if you get a $12.99 burger with a $5 fry, you're looking at $17-$18, 20% off. Not too bad, like for 14 something. You're getting fries and a burger, milkshake, all that good stuff. That's a place that you got to try out. Get 20% off. You definitely should try it out, right?
Yeah, you want me to review that, don't you?
I'm dying for you to go. You haven't gone down to the Springs very much, huh?
I have not. No, not really. I think the problem was when I first moved here and I didn't have VIPs, we used to go and it was in the middle of its construction and it was just a pain. I'd have to like park across the street at a Hess gas station.
Yeah, the parking's a lot better now.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you got to check that out pretty soon. That's going to be something. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, Dr. Mongello says he spends more time at the Springs than he does at the parks, actually.
Yeah, I believe it.
And he's an eater, so it definitely an indication that would probably be your and I top spot.
Yeah, they're adding so many good little quick service type places too, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
They have those really nice sit downs, and they have some mid range sit downs now, but the quick service options look really good. All right, so now the next list of places are resort dining, which is beautiful. List I'm looking at right here.
Yes.
You want me to just run through it quick, and then we can go back and touch on a few that we like?
Absolutely.
All right. So in alphabetical order on Walt Disney World's website, we have Artist Point, which you love.
Love it.
Beach Club Marketplace. I'm assuming that's their quick service. I don't know. Yeah, been there.
That's their quick service. It's a really strange quick service.
Oh, it's in the gift shop,
located
right?
Inside the gift shop, yes.
Yeah, that was weird. When we met you for Cape Mays, we were hanging out in there, and I was really taken aback by that.
Yeah, because that's where they have their coffee and their refillable cups. And
yeah, it was strange.
Yes, exactly.
Boardwalk Bakery, again, another quick service. Boatwrights Dining Hall.
That's I've been there. That place is fantastic.
It's at the French Quarter or Riverside, I believe.
That's over at Riverside, yep.
We have Cape May Cafe, which we've been to for breakfast. Captain Cook's, that's the quick serve at the Poly. Captain's Grill, that's your favorite, right?
That is my favorite one-credit dining plan, yep.
Citrico's, Grand Floridian. Contempo Cafe, you touched on, that's the quick service at the Contemporary.
It's right next to Chef Mickey's, actually.
Yeah, the Spirit of Aloha dinner show. How about that?
Surprising, because when I saw that your favorite dinner show wasn't on it, I was under the assumption that dinner shows were not on it, but Spirit of Aloha dinner show is on this 20% AP discount.
And I guess you do get 20% off alcohol on that, because that's all included.
Good point.
So it's kind of like a little exception to the rule. We have the ESPN Club. Flying Fish, which is one that you guys are dying to try.
Flying Fish, we wanted to go before they closed to do the refurb, so
right,
definitely going to hit that one.
Now that it's back open. Gasparilla Island Grill.
That's the Grand Floridian quick service.
Just reopened, so you're going to have to do a report on that soon.
Absolutely.
Grand Floridian Cafe, another favorite of yours.
I've been there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Gico, one of my favorites. Love
now,
that.
Now, is Gico the 2-credit or the 1-credit?
It is. It's the 2-credit.
It's the 2-credit.
Fantastic. Yep.
That's your favorite.
I think it might be.
Okay.
Kona Cafe, again, another favorite of yours. You love the breakfast there.
Love the breakfast there.
Narco Susie's is on there. Olivia's Cafe,
that
which you've been to.
Is a great spot. Non-cheerleader place. No crowds. You're in and out. Good food. Definitely a must-hit when you're down there.
The Pizza Window, that's that garbage place on the boardwalk that you went to, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a surprise inclusion on this list.
Pizza Window, yeah.
Roaring Fork. Now,
that's the quick serve at Wilderness Lodge.
Okay, I thought that might be what it was.
Yep.
We have Sanaa and the Mara, which both are at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I think the Mara is their quick service.
Quick serve,
and
yep.
Sanaa is their...
That's the one that is at the DVC area.
Correct,
with
yes.
The bread service.
That's really the one popular. I ate at Sanaa.
We have the Turf Club Bar and Grill.
That's at Saratoga Springs.
The Wave of American Flavors. That's the 1-credit at the Contemporary.
And that's actually all the California grills all the way upstairs, everybody knows. Let's see.
Chef Mickey's, the Watering Hole,
Contempo Cafe, and Chef Mickey's are on the Grand Canyon Concourse. That's the fourth level.
And the Wave's down near
the
lobby,
Wave's
right?
Downstairs. Yeah, down where you would check in. It's on street level, and it's usually not crowded because I don't think a lot of people know about it. But they do a lot of like organic and local.
And they have that like kind of breakfast buffet kind of platter thing, right?
Yeah, they have a breakfast buffet. It's a great breakfast buffet. It's under $20, so a good price point. But
and they also have a menu you can order. So you could get someone can get the buffet and someone can order off menu. So if you have people that don't like the buffet, it's a perfect place to go.
Yep. But we looked at the dinner menu, and Kristen's definitely on board. They have a lot of nice fish dishes. So
oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
These last two options, a beautiful way to end this list. Trail's End and Whispering Canyon.
Just so happens it's in alphabetical order, too, and like just two big, big, filthy places to eat.
Well, Trail's End, you go to that place, it's cheap enough anyway, breakfast buffet, and then grabbing 20% off on top of it, talk about a steal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal there. Anything you really want to touch on this list that really strikes you, or we kind of... made our way.
I think it's a good mix, and it's nice to see that they have a lot of quick services that are on the resort loop. So, you know, we always talk about how there's not many options at Disney World. So,
that's true.
Get on the monorail or walk over to the Contempo Cafe. Get a great lunch over there.
That's very true. The only thing that is a little maybe it's not surprising is that the only quick serves that have discounts are at the Deluxe. I don't think any quick serve at a moderate or a value are included on here.
I didn't. I without looking at the list, I don't recall.
So you kind of get. You're not getting 20% off at everything pop or that Caribbean beach or anything like that. So you commoners still have to pay full price if that's what you're saying.
That is correct.
But still, there's a lot of good options on there. And I guess it's in their best interest for Disney to get people who are staying moderate to check out these restaurants at the deluxe, because maybe the next time they go, they upgrade because they like the accommodations a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand the reasoning for that. But it's almost all deluxe places that get this discount. You take away the boat rights, and I think that's the only one that's at a moderate. All the rest are at the deluxes.
Yeah, and boat rights, actually, they're sit-down. That's not even their quick service.
Right, but even all the sit-downs and Trails Inn. Yeah. So those are like the only two that aren't even at a deluxe.
Well, you know, if you think about it, if you've ever gone to like a deluxe and went to their quick service, they don't have a lot of traffic because most people who are at the deluxes are going to be eating at their single credit or dual credit places. Whereas when you go to, you know, like Pop, that's the only option they have. Right. So the values, all they really do have is a quick service option. And usually the values, their quick service, I mean, that place is loaded 24/7, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'm really not saying no I understand reason. Why, yep. But my point is there's not even sit-downs at the moderates included on this besides boat rights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think the one at the Caribbean Beach, which I can't even think of, the Shutters.
Yeah, but Shutters, yep.
That place is always dead. Why wouldn't they throw that on here, try to get some traffic over to it? That's the only thing that kind of surprises me a little bit.
True point.
Water Park, Leaning Palms, Lotta Wada Lodge, and at the ESPN Wide World of Sports, the Wide World of Sports Grill is included, which kind of don't interest me that much.
No.
I don't go to the water parks to eat. I don't know about you.
I think I got fish and chips when we were there over July.
All right, so you have another list that you sent me.
We have the 10% off.
This is the 10% off. Also, again, at Walt Disney World. It says, pass holders and up to 3 guests receive 10% off food and non-alcoholic beverages at select table service restaurants during all available meal periods. Plus, in celebration of our 45th, 20%, which we just went through. Blockout dates apply, da-da-da-da-da. That's only if you have one that has blockout dates. So at Magic Kingdom, you can get 10% off food and non-alcoholic beverages at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yep.
The Crystal Palace, Liberty Tree Tavern, The Plaza, Tony's Town Square, Be Our Guest Dinner, and then, like we said, the 20% off is at Skipper Canteen and Pecos Bills. So those are all sit-downs. I guess that's the difference. In this 10%, there's no quick services included, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So all the sit-downs at Magic Kingdom, you can get 10% off. That's why Be Our Guest is just dinner, because the other two are considered a quick service. So it's not bad. I mean, if you do 10%, it basically covers the tax for you, because you're looking at, I think it's like 6.5% tax or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Or is the meal tax higher in Orlando? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But either way, you're getting a little break on it. It's not a whole lot. I mean, 10% isn't going to make you pick a place over another, but it's a nice discount if you already have the AP. Here, you're Gina in the
background. Hey, what's going on up there?
I'm not sure. Do you need me to get things under control here?
I hear some yelling.
That's your Gina. She said she wanted to come in the studio this week, but we banned her.
Oh, she got banned.
Yeah,
she got banned. You put the on-air microphone light on.
She's not respecting that, though.
She's not.
No. All right, you want to move on, or any of these places, any that you would try because of this 10%?
No, I mean, I'd
How about the
I'd
Plaza? Like have you ever been there?
No, that's a sandwich place off of Main Street, right?
Yeah, I think Frank has been, and he said it's pretty good. We tried to get reservations there, and they didn't have any.
Yeah.
When we were there. It looks nice inside. They don't have a whole lot. Like you said, there's sandwiches. Let's see, they have like a loaded fries for an appetizer, a soup, or a salad. Then they have meatloaf, a cheesesteak sandwich, cheeseburger, fried green tomato sandwich. That sounds pretty good.
You just can't help yourself. You got to click on these menus, don't you?
Oh, what am I supposed to do? Sit here and pretend I know the menu off the top of my head?
You just can't help yourself. No, that's what I'm saying. You got to look at all these food options.
I'm not unique in this, am I?
No. I did the same thing. I looked at the Gasparilla Grill. and I didn't really mention anything, but when you were talking, I was looking at their menu, so.
The Plaza Club, smoked ham, turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise on Texas toast with seasonal vegetables, homemade chips or french fries. Reuben, veggie burger, tuna salad sandwich, grilled chicken sandwich, honey barbecue, beef brisket burger, and a chicken strawberry salad. So those are your options. Then they have, all you care to enjoy milkshake for $8. Speaking my language.
Do you think you could put two of those down?
Probably. Oof. Just two, though. That would be it. Can't do much more than that.
Ugh.
Caramel, apple pie, a la mode, chocolate cake, specialty cake, regular milkshake. I mean, it's $6 for a milkshake. It's $8 for unlimited refills, so.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta do it, right?
Absolutely.
So that would be the one that I would try. Liberty Tree, we've talked about. Crystal Palace is okay. Cinderella's Royal Table, that's not for us right now. In a few years, when I take the two girls, I'll be sitting there front and center, won't I?
Ah, Jürgen, yep. They're going to have their little dresses on. The tiaras. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Tony's Town Square, that's Por Favor Frank's number one place. I know other people aren't as high on it, but that's his favorite place. Be our guest again for dinner only. So at Animal Kingdom, we have Tusker House, 10% off the buffet there, so that's a good deal. Rainforest Cafe.
Great breakfast, and Jürgen said a great Bloody Mary.
Yes, but you don't get 10% off the Bloody Mary, but that's okay.
That's a good point.
Yak and Yeti, and then the Flame Tree and Tiffin's is a 20. At Epcot, we have a good amount here. There's a... Acre Shoes, however you say that. That's the buffet in Norway. That's another one that I'll be going to with the girls in a few years.
Have some cured meats and lefse and mud on a platter.
Beautiful.
Yep.
We have Le Cellier.
Oh, boy.
Nine Dragons. That's a joint I wouldn't mind checking out. That's like one of those that if I live there, I would try.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because every time we walk by, when we do, I love doing that movie. That's a must do.
The China.
I love that one. And as we come out, it's like kind of like a dog who like needs to go back and sniff a mailbox.
You just go look at the menu.
Like, right? I walk by the quick serve, stop, and then like Susie's 20 feet ahead of me, and I'm looking at the menu. We're at Nine Dragons.
So we have Nine Dragons. We have Restaurant Marrakesh, San Angel Inn, which is a nice option inside the Mexico Pavilion.
Correct.
Tokyo Dining, Tutto Italia, and Via Napoli.
Mm.
It says... Discount not available at Nine Dragons, April 16th, May 14th, July 4th. It's weird dates.
I'll tell you, like a one-day deal.
I guess those are April 16th is Easter, May 14th is Mother's Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. So just holidays, basically. 10% off Teppanito.
That's on my list.
That's the hibachi grill, right?
That's happening this year. Yes, it is.
I love hibachi. And the only reason I haven't done it there is because you can get that around. I don't know. I have that tendency to not want to try things that I can get locally. You know what I mean? That's why I haven't been to the Italy places, which I'm probably missing out.
You are missing out.
But you know what? I saw the other day someone posted, I forget where it was. I don't even think it was on Facebook. But someone posted a picture of that prosciutto and melon pizza that Mike Schaefer was talking about.
And you died, didn't you?
Oh, it looks so good. That might be one of the ones I try to make at home.
It's like those stickers. I don't know if they had them for your generation. You said, remember the book club at school? Did they have the book club
where
you could order books? Remember, you ever get those stickers like for Easter and it was an egg?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd scratch it and it would smell like a chocolate egg. Did they have that stuff when you were a kid?
Yeah, I remember those.
Wouldn't you like to get that prosciutto and melon sticker?
Oh, that would be beautiful. Just
put it in your office, just scratch it right now and sniff it.
Exactly, that would be beautiful. So that's something that I would try. See, I'm missing out on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could just get a slice of that, though. Imagine that going up to the window. Because the pizza window there is not anything close to what you get inside.
No.
They should shutter that place.
It was bait and switch as far as I'm concerned. I went up there for a slice and I was like, what the hell is this?
It's totally dishonest.
It's completely dishonest.
Now, if you didn't know better, if you hadn't been inside and you went to that pizza window and people were like, oh, go into there. It's the best pizza you'll have. You'd be like, that stuff's garbage.
It's garbage. It's like Ann and Hope cardboard pizza. Just a pile of filth.
Ann and Hope pizza. So that's all of them at Epcot. Hollywood Studios, we have 50s Primetime, Mama Correct. Mel Melnick's.
Mama Mel Melnick's. Good steak there, sir. Good steak.
The sci-fi dining.
You always ask me if I want to add something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw that Por Favor Amanda and Mary were there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, before Mary had her cruise.
And Amanda got the steak, and she had to post it onto my Facebook page kind of to rub it in, say, wish you were
that.
Here.
Yep.
She did not take the Por Favor Frank tip, and that kind of bothered me because Frank was adamant about how to dip the bread in that steak sauce, and he actually gave lessons. It wasn't just like, here, you know, watch me do it. Like, he really took the time to show Amanda and I how to properly dip that bread into the steak sauce.
Now, I've grown up with him for many years. I mean, he is my father, after all. So I think I can kind of articulate this over the air for anyone who's interested.
Okay.
You have to take the bread, and you pinch a corner of it between your finger, your middle finger, and your thumb. So you get a nice corner of it, and then as you put it in the plate, you fold it so it makes a 90-degree angle with your fingers, and you drag it to the deepest part of the sauce and let it sit there and allow the bread to absorb up as much of the juice as possible. The key to that is you still have the dry piece in your hand so your fingers don't get dirty, but you pull up as much of the sauce as possible. So then you have this dripping beautifulness on the bread, and you have to make sure, you have to let a couple drips go.
You got to let a couple go, absolutely, or else
because you don't want to get it on your shirt.
It's going to be on your shirt or on your shorts.
And then you time it in between drips. You have to move it quickly to your mouth and get as much of it in there as possible. And then usually you're left over with that little dry bit of bread at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that little dry bit, what you have to do is you just do a quick double dip. You get the little dry bit and you go doop doop, and then put it in there. Just get a little taste on that dry end.
That's how he taught me.
And that, and you just do it over and over again until you're out of bread.
Until you're out of bread or sauce,
whichever comes first.
Exactly. Very, very well done.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to go to let you know that Amanda did not partake.
So what'd she do? She used her straw?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or she just let the sauce go.
I think it went.
That's a crime.
You know, you can get the to-go cups. She could have gotten a damn to-go cup.
Just a little bit. Sent it down to me. People would have thought it was just coffee. Just walk through, like,
yeah,
down towards Fantasmic, just sipping on a bottle of steak sauce.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, big mistake. So I had to call her out on.
So, yeah, 50s primetime, Mama Melrose, and Sci-Fi Dine-In. So, it basically looks like almost every sit-down at all the parks are included in either the 10 or 20%. I might be missing a couple. I know, like, Spice Road Table's not on there.
Yeah.
A couple of the Mexico restaurants, but... Oh, actually, Chefs de France. So Epcot has a few that aren't included, but it looks like Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, and Magic Kingdom have all their sit-downs getting at least 10%, if not 20% off. Disney Springs has a whole lot of different things here. Do you want to run through some of these quick? Or just kind of skip over these?
They've got a lot.
There's a lot of discounts going on at the Springs. So we have Amaretz Patisserie, 20% off. Blaze Fast Fire Pizza, 10% off. Boathouse, 10% off. Art Smith's Homecoming, 10% off. The Coca-Cola Store is 10% off. Earl of Sandwich is 10% off. Aaron McKenna's Bakery NYC, I don't even know what that is, 10% off. Frontera Cochina, 10% off. Ghirardelli, Haagen-Dazs, House of Blues is 20%. Morimoto has 10%. Paddlefish, which is what was that place called? Fulton's. It just reopened as Paddlefish. 10% off.
Fulton's Crab House, yep.
Yeah, it's Paddlefish now. Paradiso 37 is 15% off.
Oh, there's a little curveball right there.
Right,
that was like a straight-up fastball that just had a little bit of giddy-up.
A little cut at
the end. A
little
movement at the end, yep.
Portobello, 10% off. Rainforest Cafe, 10%. Splitsville, 10%. Sprinkles, 10%. STK, 10%. The Polite Pig, not even open yet. We get 10% off. T-Rex, 10%. Vivo Il Gelato, 10%. Wetzel's Pretzels, 10%. Wolfgang Puck Grand Cafe, 10%. Wolfgang Puck Express, 10%. Yi Saki, 10%. And then again, those 20% deluxe in the food trucks. Art Smith, 10% off. That makes me happy, but I believe with tables you get 20 there anyway. Again, we'll have to look at that quickly at the end here. all right. 10% off at the resorts. We have Beaches and Cream, Trattoria El Forno, Boma, Shutters, California Grill, Chef Mickey, 1900 Park Fair, Ohana, and Yachtsman. So there's actually more getting 20% off than getting 10% off at the resorts.
That is correct.
So that's interesting. Nothing really jumps out at me for those. I guess Ohana, if you're going anyway, 10% off is good. nothing that I would try because of the 10% off there. Although they did just announce that place you went to for breakfast, the Trattoria El Forno, they're going to have a character breakfast there soon.
Oh boy!
So there you go. That's all the dining discounts.
So lots of discounts. Now the key too is that this does end in September, I believe, the end of September. So
September 30th.
Looks like it's just a 9 month.
Well, it's nine from now. It started in September last year.
Okay, so it started in September. Yeah, so gotcha.
It was for the 45th anniversary. They brought all these things, which started October 1st. So it'd be a full year.
So now my question would be. I haven't renewed. I don't renew for another few weeks. Do I still get to partake in these discounts?
Yeah, until September 30th.
Okay, so even if you haven't renewed onto like their, quote, 2017 plan, as long as you're AP holder, it doesn't matter.
However, the only things that are ending are the 20% off ones.
Yeah, because they've always had that 10% anyways.
Or at least for now it's permanent. So the 10% is going to be around. The 20% off ends September 30th. Same with the merchandise. Select merchandise locations have 20% off through September 30th. Otherwise, it's going to be 10% off or the normal discount that you would get. I'm not going to go through that. We're going to
There's just way too many places that are given merchandising discounts. But I mean, the key was that they pretty much everybody went from that 10 to 20%. So again, if you're going to buy something, just ask the people if they take the AP discount. Now, we're kind of running a little long. Should we? I think we should just tables. Well, that was no pun intended. Maybe tables in Wonderland till next week.
Okay.
Because I don't really. I think we're just going to rush through things and give it a disservice.
Yeah. So basically, we just need to find out if Tables in Wonderland is going to be worth it for this year. Because once those 20% go away, obviously it brings in a whole different thing. But can you get away without it this year? Is going to be the question.
And that's
because when do you have to renew that?
I think like in April, because they usually give you the 13 months or so. So I think March or April. So I think maybe next week we can have Susie on and we can kind of do a little cost analysis.
Okay.
And see if it's worth it, what we decided to do, and go on from there. Because we've touched on tables, but we really haven't. A lot of people always have questions about tables in Wonderland, so... Yeah, we'll just table that until next week. But if you have any questions, give us a call or shoot us an email if you have any specific Tables in Wonderland questions, and it'll give us a week to do some research. So,
yeah, that works.
All right, yeah, we're running a little late, so let's take our second break, Doctor.
All right.
Okay.
Back from break, episode 153 of the Poor 4 podcast. We talk, kind of got into details of what you get with your AP. Not just park admission, but some other nice benefits.
Right, there are some nice benefits on there. The dining ones specifically, with those bumps up to 20% at a lot of places, really might make Tables of Wonderland obsolete for this year. We'll have to look into it and see. The merchandise, 20% off merchandise is nice, especially for people who are going to buy stuff anyway. You can actually, I didn't realize this, you can buy stuff online with the 20% through the Disney Parks mobile app, which is good for people who live far away and they still want to use their discount.
I think one of the things that they said you couldn't buy would be gift cards.
No, that
would be really cool to be able to get the 20, because now you're getting 20% off pretty much every dining establishment and every...
Well, you could double down.
Yeah.
because you could get 20% off your gift cards and then get another 20% off when you use them.
Yeah, so yeah, that's true.
That's why they don't let you do it, obviously, but it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would be really sweet, getting 40% off your filth.
Yeah, so we have that, some of those benefits, but some of the other benefits that we kind of glossed over last week, which are nice, is that you can do the photo pass is included now, which for people that use the annual pass and go down twice is really nice. I mean, I know you and Susie probably don't stop and take too many photo pass photos when you go to the parks.
Actually, Bill, it's funny you ask because we actually use it a lot more now that it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a product that I would have never even looked at because I'm not... Kristen likes taking pictures. I'm not really a big picture taker. But it's really nice, like, especially during the holidays, to be able to get that really nice picture.
That's true.
By the Epcot ball. And we've been using it a lot more now and downloading pictures. And to be quite honest, this is something that I might actually consider paying for moving
now
forward.
Now that you've gotten the taste.
Yeah, you know, like you were talking about, you know, the drug dealer giving you a taste, but yeah, it's something that I never would have thought of having, but I really do like it now. What are you? Are you a picture guy? Are you kind of in between? Probably more so now that you have kids, but
I like it, but it's more of a, when we go, it's like a big to-do. You know, if I went a couple times a month and I went by myself, I'm not going to go stand in front of the castle and have a photo pass guy take my picture by myself.
Just have a picture of you with like a turkey Tinkerbell leg in your hand or something.
No, like, you know how you can make like Tinkerbell appear or something?
Should I do that?
You might have to.
Oh, that would be so dumb, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
With the little sound effect.
Yeah, so that's something that I definitely would like. I mean, when we went on our honeymoon, we bought the photo pass, the unlimited, because we wanted to take a lot of pictures, and we did.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting the annual pass, and you didn't get the photo pass at that time. That would have been a huge benefit for us, because it ended up being like $150 for the photo pass. But we were there for 10 days. We figured for $15 a day to get every photo that we take included, and that we can have to download or have a CD of or whatever, it was worth it.
Yep.
So like if I was going, for instance, when we go for the first time with all of us, the four of us, on a nice vacation, I'm not going to have annual pass, but I'll probably buy the photo pass option because you want to have those pictures when you go.
Right.
We were lucky to use the photo pass when we went with Yergina last year because we're linked on My Disney Experience. We could get the photos through my parents' photo pass.
Yep.
And so they downloaded them all for us because they could view our photos, so I have them. But I didn't have to pay the extra because they had it. So that's a nice thing, too. If you know someone and they're willing to do that for you, that's mm-hmm. a way to do it. You just have to link your My Disney Experience app with them ahead of time. But yeah, I do like the PhotoPass. It's nice to not have to worry about it. And they will take your picture with your camera if you hand it to them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But it's kind of a pain. And you know, those cameras are a lot nicer than your cell phone camera.
Yes, definitely.
That they have. So it does make a difference, especially at night.
Yes.
When you get those nice pictures at night with the castle or Spaceship Earth behind you, and then they go to take it with your cell phone, it comes out like mud.
Yes.
And then the ones that you look on the app, they look gorgeous. So it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. Yep. No, it's a good option.
I have to say. I think those AP perks are a nice benefit. They gave you some really good options for this 45th anniversary. Plus, you get that extra month for free. I don't know if that rolls over to you this year.
Yeah, I think you get 1 month. I don't know how that works. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
I think you get the 13-month for free, I believe.
Okay.
So we'll have to see. You'll have to look into it.
And report back next week.
Because that's nice, because you were going to renew anyway, so you basically get, you know, 1/12th off your next year's.
Yeah, I wonder if they let me miss a payment, though, because I'm just paying each month anyways.
Yeah, they probably will just not take payment for 1 month, and then it just rolls over to the next year's AP.
I'll have to find that out.
Yeah, look into it and report back.
I will.
All right, so next week you want to do a little Susie action and talk about Tables in Wonderland?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and put together maybe our dining business plan and what places we want to hit, and then compare and contrast.
You can get an idea if you're going to get that $150 worth out of the tables.
Exactly.
All right, beautiful. I like hearing that.
Exactly. You like that. That sounds like a good show, doesn't it?
It does.
You're just going to sit back, let us talk, and you're just going to flip through menus.
I might not even have to be on the show that week.
You might not have to. I'll take my week off. Family Medical Leave Act off.
I'll be there. I'm not going to miss a filth episode.
No, absolutely not. I think next time we do one of these day shows, so I got to bring in some chicken wings or something into the studio because I'm dying.
Yeah, you weren't distracted enough. Not enough good stuff on TV.
No, I got golf on. I'm just completely off my element right now.
You're just focused and sober. It makes for a poor show.
I'm drinking water. It's awful. Hey, before we finish, we were talking weeks ago about doing this, the Por Favor Book Club.
Oh yeah, it's now February, isn't it?
And what I remember is I said when we come back from break, I was going to mention what book we were going to read, and I never did that.
No, that's about right.
That's about right, isn't it?
And I don't think you ever posted it anywhere either.
No, it's on our
Facebook page.
Por Favor Book Club. Yeah, we have a special group called Por Favor Book Club. So come on in and join that. But and then you're in the midst of having a little one shortly. So I said, you know what? Let's maybe postpone this out until March. But the book that we're going to read is Walt Disney: The Triumph of the American Imagination by Neil Gabler or Gabler, G-A-B-L-E-R. You can get that on Amazon. I think I actually got it in a bookstore, but it is a Bible. I mean, it's 450 pages, but
I'm looking right now. Uh-huh. It says it's 1596 paperback.
Yep.
Hardcover, they don't have it. You get it used. And then Kindle, $17.99, which is weird that it's more than the paperback, but so it goes.
So I say
$15.96.
Yeah, that's not a bad price. It's a big book.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pick it up. I don't have it yet.
No, I have it. It's in one of my boxes. So I gotta.
We're gonna
start this on March 1st. I should probably start looking right about now, as soon as we sign off.
Yeah, and definitely, we'll put it on our Facebook this week.
We'll put it on our Facebook. But again, Walt Disney: The Triumph of the American Imagination.
All right.
All right. You want me to wrap this one up, Jürgen? Thank you for listening to episode 156 of the Por Favor podcast.
153.
Didn't I say it was 156 when we first started, too?
Well, you said it was 157, and then I said 156 is our three-year anniversary, which is coming up soon.
This smart word is killing me. Maybe it's straight vodka. Who the hell knows? Maybe Susie just put straight vodka in this thing. You can find us on Facebook, Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info at Por Favor Podcast. You can email me personally, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. Go check out our YouTube channel, Por Favor Podcast. What am I missing, Mr. Klinsman?
Twitter is at Por Favor Podcast. Our website, porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me, Gary, at porfavorpodcast.com. And I think that's it, unless you want to give your personal email on Twitter.
My personal email is Mike at Por Favor Podcast, and you can follow me at Por Favor Mike.
Beautiful. I think that's everything. Subscribe, yeah. iTunes, all that stuff. Everyone knows the drill by now.
Yeah. Kind of all over the place there, doing an email, a Twitter, and then back to Facebook, and then over to YouTube, and then back to another email address. We gotta, I'll iron this thing out.
Eventually, it's almost been 3 years. We'll figure it out soon enough.
And I can't say that I'm new to hosting because I've been doing this for a while, but eventually I'll figure this stuff out. All right, I'll take us home, Jürgen. You've listened to episode 157, actually 153, of the Por Favor Montaigne Gasse Alejandro Dennis podcast. For Gary up in Westerly, I'm Mike down at Tampa, St. Petersburg. We'll talk to you next week.